Welcome to the One Seed Podcast, aka that weekly voice note from your bestie, where an idea, thought, or concept could become a seed of inspiration in your life garden. In each episode, I'll break down real, raw feelings designed to get you thinking, reflecting, and growing. The hope is to provide you with the right dose of contemplation for your day. Join me as we cultivate a richer, more meaningful life, one seed planting episode at a time. Welcome to the garden. Oh my goodness, I can't even believe this is actually happening. Welcome to the One Seed Podcast. I am your host, Terry Canestrero. Ooh, that felt so good to say. I have been wanting to get back on the mic so badly since my last podcasting stint, and the day has finally come. So thank you for joining me here. I am so excited about this journey. I feel in my entire body, every cell in my body, that this is what I was meant to do. And I think that's one of the coolest parts about this podcast and what I'm going to share on this podcast is that I believe that everything we do in life is either a stepping stone or a seed, hence the One Seed Podcast, we will get to that, that really changes or, you know, builds our life garden. And if I hadn't done what I did in the past, aka being a podcast host before, I'm not sure that I would have been able to take this leap. I might have, but I always love to look at the positives of things. And as much as there was a tiny bit of trauma that came with my last podcast venture, let's call it, I worked through that. And I was able to assess if this was a seed that I still wanted in my garden and that I still wanted to see flourish. And once I got that answer, and once I started to see that seed take root and bloom, well, you're listening to it. It bloomed into the One Seed Podcast, and that is why I am here. And again, I just want to thank you for being here. I truly... yeah, like I said before, probably going to repeat myself a lot. I'm a little rusty, but it's okay. I know you guys will help me through it and bear with me. So, what I want this podcast to be in your life is like a voice note from a bestie or an older sister or a close cousin or someone in your life that when you see notification of the voice note pop up, you're like, yes, I'm making time for that. And you figure out your day, you figure out your time, you just go for a drive if that's the only place you can get quiet time, or you run into the bathroom to listen to that voice note. That's what I want this podcast to be. And I will tell you a funny story, which along the way, you will hear lots of stories from me. But I'll tell you a story. I have actually thought about doing this podcast and tried to start it for several weeks. And I realized that one of my reasons why I couldn't is because I wanted to have it video. Like, I really know the power of video. And if you're not following me on TikTok, then you should be. But I've got a TikTok and I'm really comfortable in front of video. And I was like, oh, how cool would that be to take little snippets of my podcast episodes and plop them on the internet for the world to see? Daunting, I know, but I was ready for it. And every time I tried to record episode one, which is this, with my video set up, with my ring light, with all the things, I actually could not execute it. And for a while there, I was kind of disappointed in myself. And I was like, I don't understand why. Like, I know I need to speak to the world. I know I have so many things to share with the world. Like, why is this not working? And I came to the conclusion that it was the video part, because I don't video my voice notes to my friends. I sit in the most random spots of the world, and well, more so my house, but you know what I mean. And I just pick up my phone and I just talk. And if I want to be true to what I want this podcast to be and give the voice note vibes, then that's what I need to do. So I am not videoing this right now. I am just holding my phone. I am sitting in a closet in my room that I built a long time ago to be my original podcast booth. And yeah, that's where I'm at right now. But enough about me. Let's get on to what you can expect. I really want these podcast episodes to be short, digestible. I want some aha moments. I know that I can't guarantee those because everyone listening is in a different spot in their life. They've had different life experiences. They know me in different capacities, or you might not even know me at all. So hello and welcome. You're going to get to know me, trust me. But I'm assuming these first couple episodes will just be my besties listening, which is totally fine. And it means the absolute world to me. So short, digestible episodes. I really want, if you're feeling it, you're feeling it, you're listening, maybe you take something from it, or maybe it just gives you a good laugh, or maybe it just gives you something to think about. Other episodes, I know and I hope that you'll take something from it that will actually give you a feeling. And I describe that feeling, well, I have used in the past like aha moments, but I really want to continue on with this one seed analogy, with the life garden analogy. So what I'm going to try to incorporate is hopefully some of the things I talk about, some of the concepts, some of the moments that I share with you could be a seed that is planted in your life garden. And then you, I can maybe give you the tools to help you nourish that seed and make it grow. I'm not sure actually how many people know this. I do mentorship on the side, and I have always been kind of said or told to be like, you're a great mentor. You're my mentor. And I'm like, I'm a mentor? Like, what does that mean? I'm not sure that I could pinpoint a mentor in my life in the traditional way that I see it, but I do believe that there are people in my path, and there's still people in my life right now that I look up to and I value what they say. And so I kind of picked up on those vibes. And so I do mentorship on the side, and I'm going to share a lot of the common threads that I have had with my clients. And I really think that they're shareable moments. And I really do think that a lot of people are kind of going through the same thing. And one thing that I know is that I don't want anyone to like go through life feeling that it's a lonely road. Like, we are all going through this together. Nobody knows what we're doing. Okay. So that's the vibes that I'm kind of trying to give out. I have a ton of topics. Like, my notebook is overflowing with ideas. Like, I have got notes in my notebook. I've got notes in my notes app. I've got notes in my head that haven't even come out yet. I've got notes in text messages to friends. Like, I am ready to throw down in these podcast episodes. But if you are new here and you have no idea who I am, my name is Terry Canestrero. I'm a mama of two. I am a wifey. I have lived an awesome life, a very privileged life, which I know might be like a topic that we talk about. I've had many different careers. I am multi-passionate. I do have anxiety, but that is another topic that we'll talk about, and how all the steps that I've kind of, you know, tried to tackle mental health. I'm a very open book. I haven't always been an open book, but I am most certainly an open book now. I'm a very good listener, I believe. That's self-proclaimed, maybe. I'm not sure. And I just want to share with the world a lot of like life things. So I know that might not make a lot of sense right now, but please tune in every week to kind of get the gist of what I'm trying to throw down here. And then the last thing, because I want to keep these bite-sized to me though, does mean voice notes between like the 10 and 20 mark. I don't usually go over the 20 mark unless something is going down, but my promise to you is that these will be digestible. So one more thing that I want to leave you with is why the One Seed Collective. And I have kind of touched on it, but I am a gardener, not a flower gardener. I am a vegetable garden girly. So springtime is just like new life to me. Winter, I do not thrive with. And not just because I can't have my plants. I just love to be outside. I love the sunshine. I love to be barefoot in the grass. Like, I am your girl. So One Seed Collective, when I went through the transition of the last 5 years of corporate girly, climbing the ladder, nervous system wound so tight, I didn't even know where it started or how to even calm down. In the last 5 years, I've done a lot of work in trying to really get my nervous system down. What do I truly want to be doing? And I will have a lot of podcasts on that topic. But for now, when I was trying to finally just like embrace who I am, and I've always been an entrepreneur, I wanted something that I could like kind of tell the world in my own way. And I resorted back to my love of gardening. And that's where One Seed Collective came from. And I can't actually quite articulate to you what the collective is other than the word community. I didn't want One Seed Community. It just didn't have the same sort of vibes. One Seed Collective, I wanted to build an umbrella. Like, I wanted to make an umbrella that I could have several different aspects underneath. So that's where the word collective came from. But of course, the One Seed, which I keep talking about, is I truly believe that as we go through life, which we may not be taught always, but I'm making my mission to teach more people how to see when the seeds are in front of them or when they, you know, feel that they gained something from a conversation. They had a really like thought of, oh my goodness, like, yes, you know, when you have those conversations or you've had an experience and you're like, oh my God, that sort of like changed me. That is kind of where the word One Seed comes in. But I also, in my mentoring sessions, I talk about people's life gardens because I'm a very tangible girly. Please, anytime I see you, like shake my hand, actually give me a hug because I love tangibility. If I am going to an event, I better be leaving with something in my hands. I just don't know why, but I'm embracing who I am. And so the tangibility part I wanted to bring into the mentorship sessions that I was doing. And I was like, okay, and I'm a visual learner. So I was like, oh, a garden, like one seed, and we can figure out a 5-step process on how to grow the garden of your dreams. And that, again, will be some podcast, future podcast episodes. And so that's sort of what the One Seed Collective is. I can't tell you in the perfect elevator pitch what it is because it is still growing. But what I can tell you is I would love to have you on the journey with what I do with One Seed Collective. And I love that I have this podcast now for it to be my outlet. All right. So just to wrap this up, I am going to share experiences, life lessons, you know, thought-provoking ideas, which I think they all are, but I'm going to share these in a way that I'm probably going to pour my heart out. Maybe expect a few tears here and there, but that's just because I'm an emotional girly, which is one of my greatest assets. And I want to be able to make sure that people are comfortable with their greatest assets. First of all, realizing what they are and then embracing them. So yeah, these podcast episodes are going to be little voice notes for your drive to work, for your drive home from work, for that moment in the bath where you're trying to unwind, when you're going for your walk, whenever it is that you find or feel called to listen to these podcasts. I'm happy. I'm so happy that you chose to listen to the One Seed Podcast. And I'm so happy that I will be in your ear holes trying to help you realize the seeds in your life that should be planted in your life garden. So thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being here. And I cannot wait to share all of my thoughts with you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Before you go, I wanted to extend a heartfelt thank you for being a part of this community. Your support honestly means the world to me. And if you found any value in what you heard today, please just take a moment to rate and review this podcast on your favorite platform. Your feedback really helps grow and reach more listeners for me. As you go about your day, I hope that something from this episode resonated with you, sparking a new idea, insight, or inspiration. Think of it as a seed planted in your life garden, ready to bloom into something beautiful. So until next time, keep cultivating your life garden, and thank you for listening.